This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to the Daily Digest on the Bigger Picture. I'm T. Shao-Ik with Lim Soo Ann and Kelly Anissa, and we have two stories for you today, starting with
detox teas. So just recently, the BBC aired a short video of a girl who wants to ban detox teas. And so we look at some of these so-called health benefits and the side effects of this growing social media trend.
And in our second story, so yesterday the issue of internships came up again when the Youth and Sports Minister Syed Saddiq said that interns should be paid. So we'll be taking a look at how this could potentially help the inequality in internships. So on that note, we're also asking you on Twitter, should interns be paid? So your options are yes, they are working, or no, it's for learning. So you can take that poll or tweet us at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can also call us at 0377-332900.
So our first story will be coming up after Alanis Morissette with So Pure.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was So Pure by Alanis Morissette, and we're back on The Daily Digest in our first story.
So we've heard all about detox teas online. So adverts for these products first started appearing on Instagram in 2012, and a lot of young women were quickly sold on the idea, buying into the promise that they would feel skinny and fit. So one person in particular is trying to get it banned from being sold on the Instagram platform. So she is Emma Whittaker, and the BBC recently aired a video where she spoke about her campaign against these detox teas. So she spoke about her own experience with anorexia and bulimia when she was younger, and how she felt that these detox teas played a significant role in her diagnosis. So she was 17 at the time, and she said that they were basically, these teas are basically laxatives that have been rebranded into a special drink or concoction.
Mm. Yeah, and you don't have to look very far on Instagram to find these concoctions. Mm. And a lot of popular profiles of influencers and celebrities advertise this on their pages.
Right.
And of course, all these individuals have really nice figures. Some of them look fit and they look athletic. They pose in sports attire that show off their flat stomachs while promoting these products in the same picture.
Mm. Yeah. So, and a lot of them, I think, are women who are bouncing back after giving birth. And so it creates that false perception that, your muscles, that flat tummy were because of these drinks.
Yes.
When in reality, there's a lot more to it.
Of course, yeah.
And, for young, impressionable girls, and I say girls because they are the main target audience, even if you look at the influencers, this is quite manipulative. When you are young, you might look at one picture and assume that, if you put the tea there, therefore the tea is the reason why you have that figure.
Mm, yeah. And, speaking of influencers, earlier this year, Khloe Kardashian was at the center of this controversy. So she advertised one of these products on her page and was immediately called out by actor and body positivity advocate Jamila Jamil. And Jamila at the time also pointed out that, influencers or celebrities like Khloe Kardashian likely have the physical figures that they do because of, an army of personal trainers, nutritionists, personal chefs and all that. And, just by equating that figure with a detox tea is irresponsible.
Yeah, it is.
And then these are significant celebrities with huge followings on social media. Mm. I mean, they are trendsetters in their own right. And to their fans, these are the figures that the fans look up to. And so it begs the question on whether or not they should be promoting these products on a public platform where a lot of people can view it without any context or information on what the product actually is.
Yeah, so Jamila herself has been very open about the fact that she has suffered with her body issues when she was younger, and I think she did say that she has taken all these laxatives and that she's suffering with the side effects of it now.
Oh, okay.
So that's why she's very vocal about it. So earlier today, I spoke to Dr. Mahendra Raj. He is a consultant gastroenterologist, about his take on this and to, just break down how these products function and some of the side effects. Here is a clip from that interview. Can we just start with, can you explain the concept of detox teas and how do they work?
Well, the first thing is the $6 billion question as to whether or not detox teas work and what detox means. To be perfectly honest, the whole concept of detoxification using teas is a slightly dubious concept because most normal people, normal healthy people with normal kidneys and normal livers do not actually require any particular detoxification. Mm-hmm. If someone has a particular health problem like kidney failure or liver failure, then there are particular types of treatment that they require, for example, like dialysis or even kidney and liver transplantation. So the concept of detoxification of the body using kind of drinks and foods and regimes is a little bit questionable in the first place. I think it's kind of overdone in the commercial arena.
And because, you know, on Instagram, you see a lot of influencers promoting these to really to mainly help you lose weight. So how does it function that way? Is it a laxative?
Well, you know, the first thing is many of these concoctions of so-called slimming teas and detoxification teas have many differences in their contents. They have varying ingredients from various sources. Most of them are mooted as natural sources, but all the teas are not similar in the first instance. They have different types of ingredients, and there's much variability. But many of these teas do contain active ingredients such as laxatives. Mm-hmm. One of the common laxatives which is found in many of these teas is a substance called senna. Yeah. Senna is a laxative which actually occurs in naturally occurring food and plant substances. And some of them may have actually varying quantities of a compound called guarano, which actually has a high caffeine intake. So caffeine, senna, and a varying other ingredients are the active ingredients. Whether or not they directly cause weight loss or help in weight loss is, again, very, very questionable. The problem is most of these teas are not regarded by the authorities as medicines, and therefore they're not subject to the same rigorous regulatory controls which medicines have to face. So we don't really know too much about the effects of these teas. They are not subjected to scientific trials and tests. The fact that they have caffeine and the fact that they have senna means that they may produce a kind of laxative effect. They may kind of reduce the metabolic rate of the body to some extent. But there's a lot of uncertainty about firstly whether or not these teas actually do what they're supposed to do, and number two, to what extent they do what they're supposed to do.
So let's just go with that, thinking about this detox teas as a laxative. So it does help empty and to clean the colon. That's the concept they're going with, because a lot of them assume this will help them lose weight. So, you know, what happens when you are taking a laxative like that every day?
Well, if you take a laxative every day, I mean, some people have chronic constipation and sometimes they need to take mild laxatives. These laxatives should be prescribed by a physician and prescribed in a specific dose so that they help move their bowels every day. But if normal people take laxatives, there's a danger that if you take too much of it, then it has a harmful effect, because then you'll get diarrhea, you may develop kind of electrolyte disorders, and of course, if you pull out a large amount every day, then your weight might go down, but that's not a healthy and safe way to lose weight, because in that kind of situation, you're only losing fluids, and that's not a healthy way of losing weight. So, and some of these laxatives, of course, if you're sensitive, can actually cause side effects like cramping abdominal pains and diarrhea and major discomfort. Sometimes the diarrhea, if it's very bad, can actually affect the electrolyte levels in your blood, you know, the sodium, the potassium, the chloride levels in the blood. And that can sometimes be very harmful as well. So taking laxatives is basically not a good way of losing weight. Of course, if it's taken in conjunction with other more sustained efforts, like kind of generally cutting down your calorie intake or exercise, then you will lose weight. But the loss of weight may have nothing to do with the teas. It may actually have more to do with the lifestyle, which is actually put in place in conjunction with taking these things. I have to say I'm a little bit skeptical about the efficacy of these so-called slimming teas or detoxification teas. Personally, don't think that in a normal person, the colon needs to be detoxified.
Can the digestive system or can a person's body grow reliant on this?
So what happens is that if you're taking a tea which actually has a stimulant laxative, which is what senna is, or for example, even other laxatives may be in the teas, then if you're taking the teas very regularly, after a while, you may find that you cannot pass motion normally without the tea. The colon gets accustomed to the stimulatory effect of the senna. And after a while, if you take out that senna, what might happen is that the person taking the tea will tend to become constipated. And if they become constipated, then what they do is go back to taking the tea, and there's a risk of dependence. So this is what happens when people with normal bowel habits start taking these teas and then be accustomed to it. There may be a small place for these teas in people who have chronic constipation. There are many people who have got very severe chronic constipation, and these people sometimes get prescription drugs, such as senna, in small quantities, and maybe these people are helped temporarily at least by these teas. But certainly, if someone who is relatively normal starts taking these teas all the time, there is a risk that they then become constipated if they don't take the teas.
Mm.
I think we have to be very, very cautious about taking these teas. Some of the claims made by the manufacturers and the promoters of these teas, I think, border on hyperbole and are very grossly exaggerated and may actually be outright false. I mean, if someone is overweight and wants to lose weight, there's no easy way out. I mean, they have to go on a sustained kind of lower calorie diet and in conjunction with that, make sure that they burn the calories with exercise and do it in a controlled and more sustained manner. I don't think there's any easy way out. Everybody's looking for an easy way out, and I don't think the slimming teas are certainly the answer to this. I would advise great caution in taking these so-called slimming or detoxification teas.
That was Dr. Mahendra Raj. He is a consultant gastroenterologist, and that was him giving his take on detox teas. Mm. So it's interesting to note that, you know, he said that the only situation where one might consider or be permissive, you know, where they should take these teas is if they have chronic constipation.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, these products aren't being they aren't being advertised as such, only for their purported, like, aesthetic users.
Mm-hmm.
It's not being marketed for its potential health benefits in that sense.
Yeah.
And even if you take it according to the recommended dose, for example, every other day, if there's no genuine health need, like you say, if you don't have chronic constipation, there's likely no reason for you to take it at all, because it could have quite adverse effects on your own body.
And if you note, Dr. Mahendra was so cautious. He said there might be a small place for these teas. I can tell that he wouldn't want to outright recommend it, even for people with chronic constipation.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that's a medical condition, you should be taking something that's prescribed by your doctor that can be properly monitored, rather than a detox tea you're buying from a dubious source and you don't really know what's in there.
And a lot of these articles also mention how for young girls who take this, it could have impacts on, it could stop them from getting their periods, and then it's just another worry that it's added.
It disrupts the menstrual cycle, hormone effects.
There's no definite proof in the connection between these two, but if it is affecting some of them that way, I think it should be properly regulated as a form of medication. Because I think some of them are they are self-medicating with these teas as well. It's not just for their aesthetic purposes.
Mm,
So, I mean, at the end of the video, Emma, the girl in that BBC video, she did, you know, loosen up her stance a little bit and said that perhaps the age group that this is being marketed to should be taken into consideration. But should these things be available over the counter at all, really, is the question.
And I think it's especially being marketed on a platform like Instagram, just like we were talking yesterday about where again, on Instagram, influencers or celebrities are posing with pictures of their exotic pets. Mm-hmm. And it's the same problem that I see here, where it's one thing for products to be available on a shelf somewhere. It's another thing where influencers are endorsing them and pushing them as the source of my beauty or the source exactly. of my wonderful figure. Like you said, Suan, there's no context when something is being promoted on that platform and a very dangerous message is being sent.
You're just seeing one facet of what actually is happening.
They're not actually saying that this is why I have this figure, but all they have to do is just put it in a picture properly, and that's all it implies.
Yeah, and I mean, come on, they are getting paid for it, right?
Exactly.
So obviously, there's a strong bias for them to promote it in whatever way that they're getting paid for.
Yeah.
So I mean, the at the end of the day, if you're going to take these products, bear in mind that just because something says it's natural or it's detox, you still have to know what's in there. So be mindful. Make sure you follow recommended doses. If you don't have a health condition, don't take it unnecessarily. Dr. Mahendra said it best. There are no shortcuts to losing weight. Unfortunately, you have to do it the right and healthy way.
Yeah.
All right. We are out of time for this story. We'll be moving on to our next story after the break, but we have a poll going on for that.
It's on Twitter, and we're asking you if interns should be paid. So your options are yes, because they are working, or no, because they are there to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can also call us at 03-773-2900.
So stay tuned for that. But first, here's Bad Water by Carol, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.